Stories Podcast.
Hello, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon with another 100 Word Stories podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. And I'm your host. Well, I already said my damn name. Normally, you're going to hear another 100 Word Story all by itself, but it's Saturday, and that's the day we have this weekly challenge, even though I'm recording this Sunday at 1 in the morning. I post a topic, and you all have a week to come up with a story based on that topic. And then I take a nap and wake up at 1 in the morning. It sounds fun, doesn't it? Well, Planet Z, don't even get me started. Stephen Soss, the nuclear man, he picked the topic of Occupy, and sure enough, Planet Z kind of won the last one, and he's going this... Whenever Planet Z wins, that just messes me up. I just can't believe it. And so I, like, take a little while longer to get one of these together and blah, blah, blah. Whatever. I'll get to the freaking point. And so we're going to have a whole bunch of stories on the topic of Occupy. And this will occupy your iPod for probably about 8 months. And then you'll listen and you'll be like, damn, he sure sounded real messed up. And, then, but, you know, whatever. Here, let me just get out of the way for Planet Z.
The Martians came to liberate us from the robot army. But in the end, they just changed the letterhead on the occupation government memos and made things worse. The pods on our necks itch worse than the identity chips made our palms itch. Machines lay unattended as we head to the fields, planting the crops our new overlords command us to grow. To solve world hunger, they say. Have you eaten recently? Neither have I. The air is changing. Sunsets are redder. Martians have been seen going around without their breathing masks. And our aching throats are starting to burn.
Well, look who's wearing the big pants now. Thank you, Planet Z. The text for each story is in the show notes. They're at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, along with links to everybody's homepage or podcast or whatever they sent in for me to link. Alrighty, Nardo's still awake. It is now 1:23. I'm not... going to go to sleep. I don't want to go to sleep. Sleep is bad for you. Next up is, yes, we have a rookie, and it's Lynette Fureau. She was all worried about recording and all that, and I said, no, go ahead, give it a try. It's not going to hurt you. It's not going to bite you. It's not going to go, so here's Lynette, and everyone say, hi, Lynette. Okay, now that you're listening to this, like, in the middle of a police lineup, you're toast. Lynette, tell us a story.
I occupy a small space inside the skull of a human female. I've been experimenting on her. I attempted to interface with her nervous system, but it was just a hopeless mess. Eventually, however, I was able to take control of her fingers and her eyes under certain limited conditions. For example, when she's seated in front of a computer, she becomes totally distracted. And then I can make her look wherever I want and type whatever I want her to say. Tonight, I'm attempting, for the first time, to take control of her larynx. So, is it working? Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Thank you, Lynette. You can check out more from Lynette. Look up Lynette Fureau in Google, and you'll find her blog. Although you might find one that isn't there anymore, but there's another one there is. She'll tell you where it is.
Put the link in the comments. That's okay. All right, it's time for our veterans. Yes, the veteran veterans. The ones who have come back for more happiness, for more joy. Oh, wait, this next one isn't all that happy. Okay, well, we'll send some flowers. This is from Guy David of GuyDavid.com. Yes, thank you, Nardo. The time in Nardo is time to meow and ask for kitty treats. While I play this for you, I'm going to go ahead and get Nardo some treats. So check out Guy David at GuyDavid.com. By the way, he does the music for the beginning of the podcast and the end of it.
Well, hi there, and welcome to another weekly challenge. I'm Guy from The Night Guy, found at nightguy.guydavid.com, and this is my story for today. Enjoy! Words of sadness are to occupy this space and time. I have grown weary of my travels, had occupied no home. The road is dusty, and so am I. The dust of time has covered me like a blanket, keeps me cold at night, as my sleep is occupied by haunted dreams, tormented dreams. To you I'm but a shadow, that thing in the corner you wouldn't touch with a stick, maybe toss a quarter just to ease your conscience, maybe get rid of some useless change. But I'm alive, yes, I'm alive, just to annoy you. I'm still here.
Note, Guy David has the olive loaf tag. Do not attempt to eat him.
This is too funny.
As you can tell, I've got Second Life going. That's Hope Clary. Will Petrie is building up his platform here. Okay.
Everybody can hear me now.
Oh, yeah, we can hear you. We can certainly hear you, Hope. You can check out more from Guy David at GuyDavid.com. Yeah, isn't that funny? Actually, she didn't hear the story at all, but still. Oh, wait, somebody else.
Hey, Nika.
There's Nika.
I couldn't resist the edible undies comment. I was rolling over laughing.
Oh, yeah, I read some olive loaf, and apparently Kimi made some. You don't want to know. Okay, we're just going to, you know, we're just going to turn them down. Now, tell me frosting bikini is not a good idea. Okay, well, thank you, Guy David. Now we have Stephen the Nuclear Man from ideatrash.blogspot.com. He's the recent heavy hitter. Woo! As you can tell, it's 1:30. He's the recent heavy hitter here on the podcast, and let's see if he knocks another out of the park. I believe this is his topic, so he's got home court advantage. Let's go for it.
She adjusts herself on the sheet. The technician straps her in and steps out of the room. The table slides her towards the scanner's large, ominous donut. Hold your breath, the computerized voice says. A whir, then breathe. They saw it first on the x-ray. A little dot, now an invading force. Hold your breath. Pause. Breathe. It colonized one lung. Lymph nodes, spleen. Hold your breath. Breathe. This is what it must feel like to be Iraq, she imagines. Hold your breath. Her bones ache with cellular Abu Ghraibs and Basras. How much has fallen? Breathe. Hold your breath.
Ah, yes. All you people out there who have just completed Relay for Life should know that you are helping and the Iraq-like occupation of various organs. Okay, You can check out more from Stephen at ideatrash.blogspot.com. Thank you, Stephen. Yay, woohoo. Okay, we'll see if that one knocks it out of the park. Next one is Planet X from Planet X Podcast or Planet X-Ray or Planet X-Tastic or Planet X-Chapstick. Anyway, here's Planet X.
Greetings, Earthlings. It's your favorite alien,
Planet X-Ray.
Here with another 100-word stories weekly challenge, number 119, with the topic Occupy. It's called The Daily Ritual. Ah, another warm, lovely morning on the Planet X-Ray. My mornings begin with the ritual of reading the newspaper along with one of my other daily rituals, occupying that little room down the hall. There, the problem presents itself. I live in one of those cheap hotels on the edge of the spaceport. Of course, it only has a common bathroom on each floor, and I do so enjoy reading in a relaxing manner. Despite the sign on the door that I occupy it, there's always somebody that interrupts me. Well, maybe I'll leave them something to remember me by.
Planet X. Anyone want to light a match? You can check out more from Planet X at planetxpodcast.com. Whew, okay. God, this is another time when we kind of need Craig from Wash the Bowl. Next up is Jeffrey Heights from Great Heights, H-I-T-E-S, .blogspot.com. If you don't know how to spell or you spell it correctly and you're just, you know, hammering at the keyboard with your fists, just go to the show notes. Click on the links there. I don't know why I keep mentioning the links in this. It just eats up audio. You're going to go to the show notes anyway and just click. Learn about these people. Maybe begin an investigation. You know, some of these people may be dealing in illegal parrots smuggled from South America. Or maybe the parrots have been smuggled from the North Pole. I mean, they've got to be really rare up there, right? Anyway, here's Jeffrey from Great Heights with his story about Occupy.
This is Jeffrey Height with challenge number 119, Occupy. This is not what I've been trained for, I said to Johnson in the other bunk. No, basic training was a lot of screaming. Yeah, I remember that, I said, and we laughed. What about...
What makes the grass grow?
Yeah, I remember that too. They should have taught us what makes you sweat more. Occupy, 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 I said, as we sat there in our tent, sweat pouring from every spot on our bodies, wondering why we were. Johnson smiled, but we didn't laugh.
Thank you, Jeffrey Height. You can check out more from Jeff at Great Heights, H-I-T-E-S, .blogspot.com. Okay, next up is Tom from Footnote. Yes, I know, I screwed up last week. He sent the story, I had the story,
didn't get in. It didn't get in because it was in the wrong folder. It had the wrong subject. I put it in there. Now I've got two folders, this week and previous week. And I shift all the stuff around based on that. And I used to have folders that were numbered based on the weekly of the weekly challenge. But I forgot to delete the old folders and, well, my hard drive kind of filled up. So I went overboard and wiped it all out and starting again and all that. You gotta have a good system when you do these podcasts. I've been doing these for more than 3 years and even I make mistakes. So, oh well. So Tom from footnote.libsyn.com, and he's making a mistake with his podcast. He hasn't had a new one since, 1943. So, dude, the war's over, man. We're not conserving data bits or scrap metal or spam. Come on, man. Do another episode. We need you, Tom. Otherwise, the terrorists will have already won. You don't want that to happen, do you? Well, anyway, here's Tom.
Hello, Night People. This is Tom of Chapter 13 of the steampunk story Steam Shift. When we last left our time-jumping hero, he had just learned of the death of his granddaughter. Overcome with grief, he broke down and cried. As we rejoin Ernesto Cervantes, he's ready to embark to Jump Point 5, Destination 2399.
Tonight's story is called A Good Time Was Had by All.
The Cervantes embraced on the platform. Despite his anger at Alan, he knew the man did what was needed, and as such, vowed to learn from the ancient African avatar. At each jump point, he would study their books and make the proper readjustments and readjust to a transversing timeline. When the chronomotive came to a rest, Cervantes was greeted by the sound of 200 hands clapping. It reminded him of a, by now, ancient Buddhist joke. He smiled, which only caused louder volleys of applause. They handed him Book 5. On its cover, a gold plate read, Occupy.
I just ain't got the time. What's more, I'm wasted and I can't find my way home.
Oh, thank you, Tom Marquette. You can check out more from Tom Marquette here, because footnote.libsyn.com, every week we go through the same thing, just like, say, refrigerator magnets. I need to make some of those to hand out at SLCC, I guess. I'm not going to PME. I'm not going to NME, PME, OME, whatever you're calling it this week. I'm not going to it. Not going to Vegas. My wife went to Biloxi. She's having a few days of fun there with her sister and her husband. And I'm here all alone with the dumb orange cat laying down, flapping all over, making a mess. Yeah. So thank you, Tom. And now we're off to Mike. Now, Mike always writes the story, never records. So you know what that means. I get to have the fun of recording it for you. I haven't read it yet. Yes, let's do it blind. Here we go.
Well, what about that Superman movie when Clark and the evil Superman merge? Demanded Frank.
Nope, countered Jeff. First off, they weren't the same person separated by time. They were the same person split apart. So you could say he was just reintegrating.
The best film example I can think of is Time Cop, Jeff continued. Right near the end, where the center's past and alternate present selves touch, they kind of melt into each other, and then the whole mess just dissolves. Two objects cannot occupy the same space and time.
But what about...
Okay, Jeff interrupted. Take a car wreck.
Yeah, I'll take one of those. Thank you, Mike. You can check out more from... Mike doesn't even give a URL. Just walk around. Go to the airport. Walk around and say, hey, are you Mike? Can you tell me another story? Tell me about yourself. Are you not Mike? Oh, come on. That's just a pseudonym. So just ask, hey, Mike. Go up to people and just say, hey, Mike.
tell me about yourself. I'm going to do that next time I go to Kroger. I need to get some cat food at Kroger. I'm just going to go around saying, hey, Mike, tell me about yourself. As long as I don't get any frickin' olive loaf. Oh, my God, that stuff is disgusting. Kimmy of the Kimmy cast and Diamonds and Rust was like, you know, hey, I'm obsessed with olive loaf. And so I went to Kroger. And you may have heard this on the Utters. If you're not listening to my Utters, thank goodness. Utters.com, and just, you know what the username is. I don't even have to say it. And I recorded as I was getting the olive loaf, and it kind of crapped out. But so I asked for the olive loaf, quarter pound, and they said, okay, and thin slice. So they slice off one bit of it, and they put it in front of me on this wax paper and say, and just kind of motion with it. They're motioning at me with olive loaf, and that's threatening. You know, I could have shot them in self-defense. So they're like, is that slice thin enough? And I'm like, yeah, because I'm looking, I'm thinking I can photograph that pretty well. And they said, would you like to taste it? And I said, oh, God, no. This is for an art project. And everyone just stares at me. So, yeah. Next up is Anima Zabaleta. Anima is still working on a URL. I think she's heading off to some sort of vacation thing, so she's not going to hear this for a while. But at least she knows the topic for next week, and just try to guess what that topic is going to be. We're going to get Kimi back with it. I know it. So here's Anima with her story.
Hello. Anima here with my submission for Weekly Challenge 119, themed Occupy. This is Auntie M's nightmare. I wake from the nightmare in a clammy sweat. It's always the same. I have been traveling, and I need to reach the terminal. It's usually a seedy third-world country, but sometimes not. Strangely, once inside, I find myself utterly alone. The other travelers have vanished. The intercom is sputtering foreign gibberish. I peer fruitlessly at each door I pass. Finally, I spot it, that universal icon of relief. Entering the tiled room, I see hundreds of 50-style stalls, turquoise blue, extending as far as the eye can see. Every indicator knob is in the red.
You can tell somebody's traveling this week. Thank you, Anima. You can check out more from Anima, well, here, until she gives me a frickin' URL. I mean, come on. Well, I guess you don't need to give, like, you know, Google Map coordinates. And like, hey, I'm right here. I'm Breakkite. It's important that everyone knows exactly where I am every freaking minute of the day. Come on. I'm right here. The world revolves around me. Come on. I got Breakkite. I'm getting this service just so that you can find me and that anyone who's around me can come to me. Ugh. All right. Next up is, who is next? Oh, Thomas Merkel. Thomas Merkel? Yes, Thomas Merkel. And I think he recorded this one, so if you hear my voice, that means I'm wrong. So take it away, Thomas Merkel.
Hello, I'm Thomas Merkel with another 100-word story for Weekly Challenge 119, Occupy. Please forgive me in advance for my free and liberal use of geography in the story, especially those in the Southwest. I am sorry. But let me present to you a soldier's view on another occupation. What a piece of crap. Desert cactus. Desert snakes. Desert scorpions. More desert. And even more desert. Why we chose to occupy this ass end of the world is beyond me. We only came here to help the people, and we end up annexing the whole stinking place. This war was a waste, if you ask me. Those damn invaders deserve this place. Sure, there's a little bit of gold out there in the hills, but our nation is wealthy enough. No good could possibly come from helping to liberate this godforsaken land from that bastard General Santa Anna.
Thank you, Thomas, and let's just send them all back. Let's send all the jalapenos back. All these dangerous killer jalapenos. Let's send them back. I haven't had any jalapenos to roast, stuff and roast, for weeks. It's like Texas, we send all of our jalapenos elsewhere, to the rest of the country, and then we're stuck with, like, oh, yeah, we shipped them all out.
I guess we need to get some from Mexico.
I tried growing them myself for a while. We need a house. We need a garden. Oh, well. Next up is Brad Z. And he's come back. He's one of the relatively new folks to come in here and yay and all that. So let's say, hey, Brad Z, what you got for us? What's up your sleeve? What's down your sleeve? It's always what's up your sleeve, never what's down your sleeve. Think about that.
This is Brad Z, and here is my submission for Weekly Challenge number 119, Occupy. When I first ran the story by my girlfriend, she goes, you know, no one is going to understand this damn story at all. And I said, well, you know, that's fine. Maybe there's one geek out there who will. So, here it is. My submission for this week, Lost Cat. Each night I would lie in bed waiting for Irwin to leave his workshop. I had been reading his work since I'd lived with him. But now, this recent piece that he's working on, well, it was really concerning me. That's when I noticed the steel box in the corner that had arrived this evening. Quickly, I looked over today's writings. To prove theory, Cat is to occupy box with poison and... The next day, a new sign was posted in Town Square. The sign read, Lost Cat, Tabby, with red collar. Please contact Erwin Schrodinger.
Cool. Thank you, Brad. Speaking of Schrodinger's cat, with Gene out of town, Nardo is like holing up, hiding. You know, it used to be that when Gene would go out of town, Frisky would freak out. He'd be looking around, Mommy, Mommy, meow, 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 meow. And when I go out of town, Piper would be the one that would just totally lose it. And Ed Loach, he's a big grump. And Nardo, well, he's like, you know, a little confused, but he's kind of holed up somewhere. He'll warm up because it's like... at night, real late, because it's 2:20, so I'm not going to sleep. Screw it. Sleep is for losers. After I'm done with this, I'm going to go watch Murder by Death, my favorite movie. Even though I say Memento is, Murder by Death. Lionel Twain. Funniest movie. Just a bunch of writers doing drugs and coming up with this crazy 70s crap, man. It was awesome. So thank you, Brad Z. And, finally, I saw him tonight, Justin the Space Turtle. He was on, he's got, new do, new suit, new awesome. So, Justin of, thebeandom.com/SpaceTurtle, here you go. And by the way, Chivalry Bean, just say out your Second Life. This is a Second Life podcast now. Everyone just get an account, because I'm going to be doing another in-world kind of show soon, so... And it's just live reading of the stuff you've heard before, but it's fun hearing me screw up like these things. Okay, here we go.
Meow. Space Turtle. Justin Lomaster here with today's 100-word story for the topic Occupy. Today's story is titled Occupational Hazard. Be sure to check out my own stories on my own website at thebeandom.com/spaceturtle. Have you ever been in a public place and suddenly you feel your bowels let go? It feels like you have to flatulate, but you know that if you do, you'll spray paint your underwear and pants. You've got to hold on, walking as normal as possible until you get to a restroom. Then when you get there, there are two stalls, both occupied. One has a parent and child, the parent talking the kid through the procedure. The other has a grunting person who really needs to give a courtesy flush. Hopefully the janitor likes cleaning up the sink.
Thank you, Justin. You can check out more from Justin at thebeandom.com/spaceturtle. I love how he did that opening. Everyone should have, like, a goofy opening. Like, remember those cartoons Well, yeah, there used to be these things called cartoons that, you know. Remember those cartoons that they'd have, like, different mini cartoons and then all have their own openings? And they'd be, like, little segments of a big one. And they were, like, all the gags were packed in there and there was no plot whatsoever. You know, like a porn movie but animated and for kids. Those were the days. Well, anyway, it's time to wrap things up. Let's fire up the closing music, shall we? And there you have it. Another fine weekly challenge with stories about Occupy. Thanks to everyone who participated this week, and good luck in the voting. That takes place on the website, podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Pick your favorite stories from this week, and the winners, well, the winner goes first next week and picks the topic. You can also subscribe to the podcast RSS feed. One-click subscribe to iTunes, Podcast Ready, that sort of thing. Music for the opening and closing were by Guy David of GuyDavid.com. You can let that influence your voting if you want. Go ahead. Be my guest. There will be the usual stuff tomorrow, and then on Saturday, another one of these weekly challenges. Thank you once again for listening and your patience. I took a while to get this one up. And, as always, keep it brief. Closing.